The announcement was expected, but no less shocking.
At today's meeting, the committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point, resulting in a 1.5 percentage point increase in the target range so far this year.
The only potential ray of light, an unemployment rate near a 50-year low, with job vacancies at historical highs and wage growth elevated. But this is offset by soaring inflation, which the rates hike is intended to curb. Prices across the board increased by nearly 9% last month alone, as inflation reached a level not seen in decades. The interest hike will increase the price of mortgages and insurance, among other things, but the Fed hopes it will also dampen consumer spending, which in turn should reduce inflation.
My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation imposes significant hardship, especially on those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials, like food, housing, and transportation. We are highly attentive to the risks high inflation poses to both sides of our mandate, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% objective.
And that would be welcomed by a suffering public.
Y'all have got to slow it down and stretch this gallon of milk, because mommy don't have another $6 every 2 days to go to Safeway to buy this milk.
For Chelsea Lewis and her family, inflation is not an abstract statistic. It's an everyday burden that determines whether there's food on the table or whether she can drive her twin high school kids to track meets. The surge in prices is particularly hard on people still recovering from the economic ravages of a pandemic.
This has been a rough time. And then with the, you know, the recent, with the Ukrainian situation, and then the gas prices shooting up, it's just like this world is certainly even more rough for the ones who were already struggling to keep their head above water. So it's kind of like now, I can speak for myself, you kind of feel like you're drowning in a sense.
Chelsea is holding down several jobs while studying for a degree, but she couldn't cope without a government safety net, in particular, a housing subsidy known as Section 8.
Food stamps about $800 a month. My daughter, who you just met, she's on Social Security. That's how we're managing. But the good blessing is before we moved to Georgia, after 6 years of being on the Section 8 housing voucher program, I made it to the top.
After the Fed's announcement, the White House, which continues to blame much of the gloomy economic outlook on Russian President Vladimir Putin's action in Ukraine, said it was doing everything to steady growth. That's little comfort to the Lewis family, which regularly plays a board game called the Game of Life, in which players get into debt, take out insurance, make investments, buy property, and so on. But they have little or no control over the real game of life being played out beyond these walls, one of rampant inflation and rising interest rates, in which the consumer is always the loser. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.